Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about cultural fit. And today I want to hone specifically in on the cultural fit in a romantic relationship. Now, I've heard from several of you, and I've gotten some pushback over this idea of cultural fit. And the argument is that, you know, should we not be mixing cultures? And isn't that a way to grow? And I would suggest that, yeah, it is a way to grow. And there's certainly a time and a place for having a relationship with someone outside of your culture. And it to a certain extent, it's eye-opening, it's expansive for you, and there are some very good things about mixing cultures and taking the best of both. But the point I want to make here is not that you shouldn't have a relationship with someone outside of your culture or that maybe isn't a cultural fit for you. The point is you have to open your eyes to some of the challenges that are involved in these things. And one thing we know is that relationships can be very, or tend to be very emotional. People get involved without paying a lot of attention to their cultural fit. And so when you look at things like religion, when you look at things like opposing belief systems, you know, as great as your relationship can be, these things have a way of destroying what would be a well-intended love affair. You know, if you don't consider these things up front and their effect on the extended families, I mean, you have to understand that if you are going to go outside what we'll call a cultural fit, you have to be prepared for friction. Friction from families or extended families as a result of those cultural differences, they can be very, very difficult. The other thing is, if we're talking about long-term relationships and there's marriage involved and children down the road, the question becomes, well, what happens with the children? Again, we've got two different religions. We've got two different cultures. How are the children going to be raised? And these are things that we really need to talk about. You know, once you know that you're in a committed relationship and you know it's going somewhere and you start to think about making it a permanent type arrangement, these are things that we really need to sit down and discuss. And the key is to realize these challenges early on, before the consequences begin to mount. Because the last thing you want to end up in this situation is where you have children and you can't agree on the religious upbringing of those children, and all of a sudden we've got a rift. And that can ultimately lead to a divorce, and then you've got bigger problems. So thinking about that cultural fit, I would say it makes things a lot easier. Clearly, there are other ways around it, but just go in with your eyes wide open. That's really the point of today. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com. From there, you can get to iTunes or Stitcher to subscribe to the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on cultural fit, but we want to talk about cultural fit within your community. For today, think about the romantic relationships we talked about. Think about the cultural fit for you, for somebody you know, and the point is, have the discussion, put everything on the table. Once you know you're in a committed situation and you know what's going beyond that and it could end up in marriage, it's time to really discuss some of the challenges that are involved with cultural fit.